guidance. May sunshine and happiness follow you when you're far from home. Those are just a few of the words that sing us in every Saturday morning here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for that awesome magazine called the Oklahoma Senior Journal that's been around 27 years here in our community. And we've now added this radio show. 2020 will be our third year on the air. We also have been putting on events for about 25 years, and we added an app 4 years ago. So we have the only app in our state for the 50 plus. When you stay tuned to this show, we always have a commercial that tells you how to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app. So stand by for that during one of our commercial breaks. I have the most fun-filled show today. Our studio is packed. I mean, we are shoulder to shoulder in here. There's four guests besides myself, and I can't wait to tell you what we're doing. There is an honor that came down my pike in November. I was nominated to be one of the ladies in the news, and now they tell me I'm past that, and what am I now?
You're an honoree.
I'm an honoree. So I'm past nominee, now I'm honoree. Woohoo! That is exciting. So because of the years I've been doing the Oklahoma Senior Journal, we bring all kinds of articles and resources, really to the tune of about 6,000 every issue and 116 pages to help people plan well to age well. So this is for the 50 plus and those that love them. And we all, if we're not 50 plus, we certainly have those beautiful people in our lives that are, that sometimes you got to have a little extra help when you're jumping over the hill at 50. So I am, how many in the studio today? I know when people in Radio Land can't hear that, are over the 50. My hand's up.
Okay, I'll put my hand okay. up.
So pretty much only two aren't and the rest are. So we are what is that called? We're the minority. Aren't we?
We're the majority.
That's what I meant. Yes. See, I needed some help on that. A little dyslexia slipped in. So that's what we are. We are out here every day fighting the good fight for the 50 plus. So Miss Becky Ivins, who's in the studio today with me, is the one that nominated me. Is that correct?
I did nominate you. I was so proud to nominate you, Robin. You do so much for our community. The qualifications to be honored as a ladies in the news is that you have accomplished a lot in your professional life or done a great deal for our community. And you kind of double dipped on that because you've been a very successful professional with the Oklahoma Senior Journal, and you do a tremendous amount for our community. You can't go to an event without seeing Robin Gunn there supporting the various facets of our society right here in the metro.
Yeah. Well, first of all, do a ching chang. What is it when you hear the one-arm bandit at the casinos?
Oh, there you go.
Do that noise because I had to pay her to say all of that.
Oh.
I'm kidding. Becky's my good friend, and Becky's on the radio an hour before I am, so she's on 1000 AM, and I'm on 1640. So listen to her at 8:05, and then, of course, turn the channel over to 1640 AM.
There you go.
At 9:05. So who else I have in the studio is Dr. Robin Stevenson Batcher. Am I saying?
Stevenson Bratcher.
Okay, Dr. Robin Stevenson Bratcher. She is the chair for the Ladies in the News, and you're a member of the Oklahoma Hospitality Club, correct?
I am, and I love it.
Yes, hallelujah. So, I'm going to introduce all of these ladies and give you their bio after we do our first break, but I just want to let you know who's all in the studio. And then the Ladies in the News always is a fundraiser, so we are out there raising funds right now on who our recipients are going to be. Is that, can I say that word three times, twice?
I don't know. You can. I can't.
So I have in the back there, I want you to help me pronounce your name.
Rania Forgotson.
Rania Forgotson.
Forgotson.
Forgotson. I'm going to always say it the way I say it. So maybe just always refer to you. And tell me what your name is. Say it again.
Rania Forgotson.
That's beautiful. And Rania is the creator, you and your husband are the creator of the Curb Chronicle.
Yes, yes. We are the creators of Curbside Chronicle at the Homeless Alliance.
I love it. And we all see those wonderful people out there. I buy one every time, sometimes multiple ones. It's wonderful. And then I have Miss Jennifer Goodrich.
That's correct.
Okay, I did it. Jennifer is with a program that we are also raising money for through Ladies in the News called Pivot, a Turning Point for Youth.
That's correct.
All right. So these two entities, how did you come up with that this was going to be who the fundraisers are going to be was going to be for this year?
Well, we actually take a lot of nominees from in the board and in the club itself, and then we have a board that goes over the summer and visits all of the places that have been nominated, and then they make a decision and they bring the best four that they chose. They bring it to the club in September, and then all of the club members that are present in September vote on it.
Wow.
And
so there's a
these
lot.
Two, yeah.
That goes into a lot of research. Mm-hmm.
It's like a grant process.
Yes.
They actually have to fill out an application, mm-hmm. and they have to provide their 940 form or whatever it is for the IRS so that we know exactly what their budget is and we know, like, where their money goes.
That's great. Well, we're already to our first break. See how fast this goes. When I come back, I will be actually introducing these ladies and letting you know a little bit more about them. But this is going to be a packed show today. You're not going to want to miss it here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. We'll be right back. Fun-filled show.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Villages OKC is a plan, not a place. It's actually a virtual village for those like me who are glad to be alive and embracing aging with purpose and enthusiasm. Hello, this is Marilyn Olson, Director of Villages OKC. Here, trusted members connect our own skills to help each other and remain independent, living in our own homes. Villages OKC members like my husband Jim and me are not just living longer, we are living better. In fact, this is going to be our best decade yet. The exciting 2019 calendar includes an exclusive showing of My Love Affair with the Brain and gift workshops. These workshops create personal notebooks of information to make the bumps in life a little easier. And there's also coffee meetups, excursions, and whatever else we decide. Catch us on Facebook, Instagram, or see the full calendar at our villagesokc.org. Villages OKC, it's a plan, not a place. And by the way, check us out on page 77 of the Oklahoma Senior Journal, one of our fond supporters.
Hi, this is Glenn with Smooth Finish Roofing. On behalf of Dennis Helm and his family and our company, we want to invite you folks to give us a call to let us help with the recent storm dam. Call us at 405-923-5127 and we will be glad to assist you with any of your repairs. Smooth Finish is a registered, licensed, and insured contracting restoration company serving Oklahoma residents for more than three decades. Founded in 1987 by Dennis Helm, a master tradesman in in-home restoration, Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction assists homeowners with the restoration of their homes following the aftermath of storm damage, which is so prevalent in Oklahoma. As members of the Oklahoma Assist Assisted Living Association, we knew the importance of partnering with Robin and the Oklahoma Senior Journal. See our ads and take advantage of our contest. We're giving away two $100 gift cards by calling 405-923-5127 or your choice of a flat screen color television. Call us at 923-5127. Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction.
Hi, I'm Jill Huff, and exciting things are happening at Spanish Cove Retirement Village, Oklahoma's premier life care, continuing care retirement community. Our management team offers 160 years of service to those we serve. We were established as a not-for-profit public trust in 1974 and are here to serve you as you educate yourselves as to the various available options in retirement living. We offer a no-obligation, confidential meeting to help you get to know the life care advantage. Knowing the right questions to ask when exploring retirement living options is crucial, and we are here to help you. Come see for yourself what the Spanish Cove difference is all about. Call today at 405-354-5906 or visit us at SpanishCove.com.
Like I said, I kind of left you at a cliffhanger, and I know nobody left the radio because it was such a cliffhanger, but I've got four ladies to introduce you to. So we are doing, the show is basically on the Oklahoma Hospitality Club, which has been around since 1923, but they raise funds for different charities in Oklahoma through a program called Ladies in the News, which I got to be nominated for, and now I'm what?
An honoree.
There we go. So that will be in April the 3rd in 2020 at the Oklahoma City Golf and Country Club. We will probably be touching on that from about 11:15 to 1:30. But all of you that are friends and family of me will be getting invitations to that. So let me introduce to you first. We spoke to her just a little bit. Dr. Robin Stevenson Batcher.
Nope. Close enough. Just call me Robin SB.
Tell me your very the high
Stevenson Bratcher.
Bratcher. See, like a brat.
Yeah, there's
sure.
A ch.
Okay, I like it. I like it a lot. All right, she is a retired Air Force chaplain. Thank you for your service, ma'am.
I loved it.
Yeah, I know you did. I have a picture of her and all of her. What is that? Your dress blues and your medals. Oh my word! With 22 years of service, Dr. Robin is currently the chair of Ladies in the News, the largest fundraising endeavor that the Oklahoma Hospitality Club does, which is one of the oldest. I never pronounce this word right.
Philanthropic.
Philanthropic. Thank you. That was a Becky interjection for me. Philanthropic clubs. I said that over and over and over before I said it on air, and Becky still had to help me. In Central Oklahoma, Robin is a consultant, a seminar speaker, an avid gardener, artist, gourmet cook, and loves throwing parties to create community. Does that sound like you, Dr. Robin?
Sure does.
All right. Well, I want to ask you real quickly before I introduce the others, what is the Oklahoma Hospitality Club?
Well, as you mentioned, we were founded in 1923, and we recently received a prestigious honor from the governor for the community and philanthropic work that we have done over the years.
Look at you.
I practiced it too. We're a 501(c) nonprofit, and our membership is all volunteer, and they are also women known for their philanthropic and community work. And we do all of the work that brings in the money is done by the members. And
okay, yes.
We have nobody on paid staff. We have very small overhead.
Is it okay to mention how much we're trying to raise this time?
I hope you do.
Go for it. Tell us.
We are shooting for $150,000 this year.
Woohoo!
And my philosophy has always been, you shoot for the stars, and if you miss the stars, you fall on the moon, right? And you've still shot the moon, right? So we're going to do our best, and with the help of everybody listening, I'm sure that we'll meet our goal.
Absolutely, we will. And then who else has been in here who actually nominated me, yours truly, is Becky Ivan. She began selling real estate in 1977. Look at you. Then started your own brokerage firm, Movers Real Estate, in 1979. So you said, I'm not going to work for this other guy very long. You're going to do it yourself.
Well, kind of headstrong that way.
Yes, I think that's wonderful. Becky also hosts, I had mentioned, a radio show called Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. How long have you been doing that?
That's 15 years now.
15, Wow. That's fantastic, Becky. It's always have such fantastic educational information. It's on KTOK News Radio, 1000 AM, every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. And like I said, after her show, you turn over to 1640 AM at 9:05 for the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. Becky is endorsed by Barbara Cochran, who is from the famous TV show Shark Tank. And then she's also endorsed by Glenn Beck and Sean Haneke. So, Becky, you're a real estate broker. How did you become involved in raising money for these charitable organizations that we have here today?
Well, the same way that you did.
Okay.
You know, I was honored by the Oklahoma Hospitality Club as one of the ladies in the news.
What year was that?
2014.
Okay.
And it came to my attention that they really do great work. They're a pass-through organization. We don't keep any money. It all goes to local nonprofits.
Wow.
We choose the ones we work with, and our dues support what we do.
I see.
As a club, but everything we raise goes to nonprofits throughout the year. So I got involved the same way you did, and frankly, the same way Dr. Robin did, too.
Okay.
She was honored as well.
Well, I just love it that this is a charitable organization that raises money for other local nonprofits in our city. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about one of the nonprofits. This is Jennifer Goodrich. She has 25 years of professional experience in nonprofit mental health and substance abuse counseling. We have somebody calling in, I think. 20 years of that experience at the nonprofit Pivot, which is P-I-V-O-T, it's a turning point for youth, correct?
Correct.
All righty. And she is a therapist and clinical director for this. She's also been the vice president and of programs, and now you're the CEO.
That's correct.
All right. You climbed the ladder right up. Ooh. On in there. Jennifer is... what she does, her responsibilities for Pivot are overall functioning, and most importantly, she gets the opportunity to lead the most caring, passionate, and dedicated staff that are committed to meeting the needs of our community. That's what you do.
Yes.
Yes.
Every day. Every day. And proud to do it.
Well, that's wonderful. So I personally had not heard of Pivot before. I've learned a lot more about it because of this. See, that's what makes this Ladies in the News so wonderful. So just tell us a little bit about what Pivot is.
Sure, I'd be glad to. So we're a youth-serving agency, and we've actually been in the community for 47 years serving
wow.
youth and their families. We've only been known as Pivot since February of 2018. We used to be known as Youth Services for Oklahoma County.
Mm.
One of the things we want to do, though, is be very trauma-informed and trauma-responsive. And if you can imagine, the name Youth Services for Oklahoma County can often be a barrier, especially with the young people that we work with. We work with
very
primarily
good.
Young people ages 12 to 21. And we just wrap around them in five key areas of housing and basic needs, education, employment, permanent connections, so healthy relationships, especially with adults, and then health and well-being. And that's mental health and substance abuse services, physical health, sexual health, spiritual health, just a really wraparound model. And whatever needs they identify in any of those areas, we do all that we can to provide for them to be sure that they become the self-sustaining adults that they deserve to be.
Now, would this be kids that were in foster care or?
Yeah, so we really deal with three key populations: kids in foster care, aging out of foster care,
yes.
those in the juvenile justice system,
ah.
and then also a population of young people a lot of people don't know exist, and those are young people that are living unaccompanied.
Mm.
So they're 16, 17, 18 years old and literally living on their own with no family or parental support, oftentimes couch homeless,
yeah.
so living from couch to couch but no stable place to live, and then also a population of them have come to us because they've been sleeping in their car, on a park bench, under a bridge, all those sorts of things.
Oh my word, what a worthy thing you're doing. That's fantastic.
Yes, thank you.
Well, let me get to our last guest here, and you're going to tell me your name.
Rania Forgotson.
There you go. Rania Forgotson. Okay, I did kind of good. Hails from Norman, Oklahoma, and serves as the director of Curbside Chronicle at the Homeless Alliance. Rania and her husband, Whitley O'Connor, correct, founded the Curbside Chronicle after they saw the amazing impact street papers had in other communities around the world. When did you start this?
We started the Curbside Chronicle about 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
Yes.
Ah, I just love it. Rania is a graduate of the University of Oklahoma, where she earned a degree in marketing. She serves on the Citizens Committee for Community Development in Oklahoma City and Mayor Holt's Task Force on the Homelessness. Thank you for being here so much.
Yeah, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, I see your paper or your magazine out there every day. So just tell me briefly, what does homelessness look like currently in Oklahoma City?
Yeah, so on any night in Oklahoma City, we have about 1,300 people that experience homelessness. And then annually, that number is closer to about 10,000 individuals in our community that experience homelessness either on our shelters or on our streets. And so what the Curbside Chronicle program does is we try to work with people who are staying in our shelter system, staying outside, and we give them a dignified way to earn an income because traditional employment is not always immediately attainable for
right.
everyone in that situation. And so our vendors can sell our magazines and then, as we'll talk about probably a little bit later,
yes.
Work in our upcoming flower shop to earn income and build job skills as they transition out of that situation.
And you're giving them such confidence, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
self-esteem is a huge part of it.
Amen. All right. We'll see. Our 11 minutes is already gone, so we're going to take another break. But when we come back, we've got a lot more show here. We're going to get into much more information about how you can give back to these two entities that are in the show and a little bit more about Ladies in the News. Yes, I'm a what?
Honoree.
There you go. And the...
And we are so proud to have you.
Thank you, sweet lady. All righty. My face is 8 shades of red now. You're listening to us on the, where are we? Oh, yeah, the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. Well, come on back. This is a great show. Here we are, coming back in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, ladies, what is the... OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Woohoo! We should put that to music. That sounded good. All right. Dr. Robin. So
yes.
let's get into this question. What is the purpose of Ladies in the News?
Well, the purpose of Ladies in the News is twofold. One, it's to highlight and celebrate amazing women who are changing the face of the history of Oklahoma.
Love it.
You are one of those.
I'm one.
The other purpose, of course, as we've mentioned before, is to raise money, to raise funds for their programs of the two major recipients that we have every year.
Okay.
And this year, of course, being the Homeless Alliance and Pivot, a turning point for youth.
There you go. So what does this event, how does this event raise money for these two distinguished recipients?
Well, there's three different ways that we raise money.
All right.
Through Ladies in the News. One way is we sell tickets. We sell individual tickets, and then we sell group and corporate tables.
All right.
Another way that we do that is that we sell raffle tickets.
Ah.
We have wonderful people all over the state who donate trips and goods and things like that. And people can come. We start at 11:15 and go to 11:45, and they can buy a raffle ticket and take part in that. This year, we're also going to do a wine pull along with it.
Oh, can I be involved in that?
Yes, you can, ma'am. And lastly, we sell personal and corporate sponsorship in our event program. So if a friend of one of our honorees wants to just say, congratulations, Robin Gunn, then they give a holler to our person who's in charge of our sponsorship, and they can buy
now,
a sponsorship text space to do that.
Okay, and so there's a program that
yes,
everyone
there
can
is.
Put... the congratulations on, and we can send them my picture. And we have a lot of nominees, which we're going to talk about in our next break, so I want to definitely bring those ladies up.
And they're amazing.
Yes,
amazing
they are.
Amazing women.
Very much.
And every year we have a group of amazing women, but I'm really impressed by this year.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So, Miss Becky Ivins with Movers Real Estate. So, can you tell me three things that you feel like you and I have in common? And then I'm going to have one more question for you after that.
Okay. Well, we both have radio shows.
Yes, we do. Let's use our radio voices right now. Hello, Oklahoma City.
There you go. And we also are both Christian women.
Yes, amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
And we also are involved with the seniors in our community.
Yes, we are.
We serve the senior population.
Mm-hmm.
In our community.
And you do a lot of downsizing seminars for...
I do. I help people. It's usually a 3 or 4 year process when someone thinks about selling the big house and moving somewhere else.
Right.
So it's a process.
So they've usually been there 50 or 60 years.
Well, or at least 20.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things to do. But anyway...
But you're an expert about that.
I've learned to be an expert over time about that, yes.
All right. So tell me... what do you feel like the real estate market is doing right now? How is it? What's going on with it?
Well, it kind of depends on the type of market that you're talking about. Whether you're buying a house. If you're buying a house, it's great. Interest rates are low.
Yeah.
You can buy a lot of house. If you're selling a house, it's a seller's market now because you can get a really high price for your house.
Mm.
And if you're buying investment property, a lot of people are buying investment property right now because you can still get low interest rates and invest in property.
So it's really a buyer and seller market right now.
Well, with interest rates as low as they are, yes, you can do well whichever end of the spectrum you're on.
Wonderful. Thank you, Miss Becky. All right. So now I'm going to get back over here to pivot with Miss Goodrich, Jennifer Goodrich. Okay. I'm doing that from memory. So tell me a little bit about what Pivot is doing in like the trauma world for these kids. We were talking before the mics came on how much trauma these kids go through.
Right, exactly. I think the first thing is really recognizing what trauma looks like. We administer every young person that comes through our doors the adverse child experience questionnaire. So we get an understanding. It's basically a 10 numbered questionnaire on your trauma experiences. We've been doing it for quite a long time. More recently, we've really used it as a tool to work with the client instead of us just knowing, okay, here's your score.
Oh,
helping them understand, here's your score. For a lot of kids that I've done it with, it's like a realization of no wonder. I feel the way I feel. I act the way that I act. It's really fills in the blanks. It's that unresolved trauma that really can set a course of difficulty for a young person's life. And so it really is that first step to help them on the path of healing. We can teach them life skills. We can get them a job. Mm-hmm. We can help them in school, advocate for them, help them graduate. But if we don't really address and heal that internal trauma and those experiences, oftentimes that's short-lived. So it's really something that we get to the heart of. Most trauma happens at the hand of a relationship, especially with the young people that we serve. So we think it also can best be healed at the hands of a relationship. And oftentimes we are that connection with them that helps them see that positive path.
Okay. So they literally get trauma therapy like somebody that has post-traumatic stress disorder.
Absolutely.
Because they do.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. That's wonderful. What are any new projects to serve the community right now through Pivot?
We're excited specifically about our tiny home community, and the award from Oklahoma Hospitality will directly relate to that.
Oh, my word. How fantastic.
Yes, we opened our first three homes in October, and we have young people living in there, and it's been very successful so far. And we just also received the National Housing Trust Fund grant to build 20 additional homes on our property. And they're on our property, so all the services are on our property, and so we'll be able to additionally house young people for transitional living.
That is fantastic, Jennifer. I'm grinning from elbow to elbow over here. That is so great. So where these homes are are they Northwest Oklahoma City, Northeast?
I mean, they're on our property.
They're on your property. Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's on
great.
Northeast 50th Street. So.
Wonderful.
And again, we believe because we have all the services on site, we have programs that run 24/7, so there's always an adult available to the young person, and that it'll be more successful than those services not being
there. That's fantastic. I can see why this was chosen. This is just... ministers right to me. All right, so we're going to get back over here to the Curbside Chronicle, and this is Rania. I'm never going to say your name right.
Rania. Yes.
Rania. Okay, Miss Rania, what roles does the Curbside Chronicle play in trying to alleviate homelessness?
Yeah, so the Curbside Chronicle is Oklahoma's street paper. There are 115 publications like ours around the world.
Oh, there is.
So we're actually a part of the International Network of Street Papers. We just brought the idea to Oklahoma City. Huh. And our first and foremost, we provide people experiencing homelessness with a dignified way to earn money and income, right?
Right.
So they can sell our magazines, sell our products, and then get some cash in their pocket. But then we further provide wraparound case management and services to them, right? So that we have case managers working with each of our vendors to help them move towards housing and achieve their goals. And so we really believe that housing is the first goal that we should work with all of our people on, because from housing, you can have the stability to then work on your physical health, your mental health, your job. Like, you know, possibilities are endless once you have a safe place to be
call
at night.
Home.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you mentioned this flower shop. It's an up-and-coming thing that's happened. It hasn't happened yet.
Right. We are working on opening in spring of 2020. And we are super excited. Beyond our magazine, we have branched out into additional products with our vendors. And one of those happened to be floral, so Valentine's Day and Mother's Day floral arrangements that we would employ people transitioning out of homelessness to hand assemble and make with the assistance of some actual florists in the community. And the response has been so incredible from the community about that we decided that we could open up a brick and mortar. And so we received partial funding from Oklahoma City Community Foundation to work towards our flower shop, but we will also be using funds from the ladies in the news event to make possible. So we're super excited.
That's wonderful. Will you also have any individuals be selling the flowers out on the streets, or is it all brick and mortar?
This will be a traditional retail floral shop, but we will be able to employ so many people in different ways, right? So we'll be able to do deliveries. We'll be able to do beyond just Valentine's Day and Mother's Day, all holidays, birthdays, anniversaries, weddings. We actually just did a Christmas wreath campaign this past month, and that was a really fantastic experience.
Good. I just love what this is doing. Both of these entities, Pivot and the Homeless Alliance, for people to give. I mean, all of us could be a paycheck away, two paychecks away from something like this happening to us. So, we're going to take another break. I am just as happy as a lark to be involved with this. I'm going to continue to be a part of the Oklahoma Hospitality Club. I got to go to one of your luncheons this month. Lovely, lovely women at this that are all about giving back. So, got more show here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine, here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. We'll be right back.
Baby boomers are living longer, healthier lives. And when they choose a place to live, they expect one focused on overall wellness. Concordia Life Plan Community knows that living life to the fullest can happen after retirement. Encouraging a healthy lifestyle with on-site fitness classes and one-on-one training opportunities. Wellness is holistic, and Concordia incorporates wellness in every aspect of the community. Dining includes farm fresh, locally grown ingredients, a diverse menu prepared by professional chefs. Helping others improves health outcomes. Concordia offers a wide range of volunteering opportunities, actively involved in the wider community. A healthy body means a healthy mind. Concordia engages industry thought leaders every month. Their Lifetime Learning Series gives residents the chance to learn from difference makers like authors, musicians, medical experts.
If you would like to learn more about Concordia, give us a call at 405-369-9080. That's 405-369-9080. 9080 and find us at ConcordiaSeniorLiving.com. Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine, and now on-air host with KZLS 1640 The Eagle, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. A year ago, we added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone, and let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text, and in that to line where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers: 95577. That's 95577, and it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this all like it's one word: 50PLUS, 50PLUS, 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
I thought I could handle taking care of Mom, but she needs help just getting around. And I work full time. She doesn't sleep, so I have to be up with her. I'm always worried and constantly stressed. I don't know where to turn.
Turn to Home Care Assistance. We know caring for an elderly parent can be difficult. It takes years of training and experience. At Home Care Assistance, we've written some of the industry's leading books on caregiving. Call us at 1-866-4-LIVE-IN or go to homecareassistance.com. Our caregivers are experienced in working with frail seniors and provide compassionate, attentive care. From exercise and companionship to bathing and grooming, Home Care Assistance provides the experienced care your loved one needs. So take the worry out of your life.
For the best home care services in Oklahoma City, call Home Care Assistance of Oklahoma, 405-285-4191. Find us online at homecareassistanceoklahoma.com or call 405-285-4191.
Dr. Brant Koenig, Physical Medicine of Oklahoma. Big topic out there is regenerative medicine, a.k.a. stem cells, regenerative cellular tissue with stem cells. We at Physical Medicine of Oklahoma have been doing this since 2013, 2014, one of the longest standing in Oklahoma. If this is something that's interested you, you've done some research, you want to find out more, you can call our clinic at 405-726-2727. That is 405-726-2727. And I will personally set up a consultation with you. No cost, no obligation whatsoever. You and I will sit down and talk about your problems and see if regenerative medicine is something that can help you.
Throw the mic immediately to Dr. Robin Stevenson Batcher. Oh dear, I still didn't do it. You're still going to help me though, aren't you? You're not.
That's
anymore.
My husband's last
She's
nice
done.
Name. Mine
She's
is Stevenson. I know how to say it.
Love it. So you are here. You are the chair of the Ladies in the News through the Oklahoma
Hospitality Club.
Yep. And I just want you to mention all of the other ladies that are nominees that are now.
Honoree.
Thank you.
I'm so glad that you asked me that question.
All right, babe.
Our rally and cry this year for Ladies in the News is Strong Women, Strong Oklahoma.
There you go.
And we are really honored that these women have graciously consented to being a part of our grand endeavor this year. So let me tell you a little bit about some of them. Kitty Asbury. I'm just going to go in alphabetical order, okay? Kitty Asbury is the Executive Director of the Oklahoma Commission on the Status of Women. Clytie Bunyan is the Director of Business and Lifestyles at the Oklahoman, overseeing operations of two staffs and has responsibilities as editor for the Health Education and City Hall Beats. Priscilla Kood is the CFO president of First Bethany Bank and Trust and happens to be the mother-in-law of my neighbor, which I didn't know before. Andrea Gomez is the founder and president of AXG Services, where she still does private practice. She's also a consultant for the National Drug Court Institute, assisting multidisciplinary teams across the nation. A.J. Griffin is the director of external affairs at Paycom, one of the fastest-growing tech-based companies in the country. Robin Gunn,
we know her.
Yeah, we know her. But anyhow, she is the owner and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal and has been deeply active, as we all know, with the senior issues in Oklahoma for 25 years. And I think she has a radio show named something or other. And then there's Heather Lunsford, and she is the director of the Norick Art Center and director of the School of Visual Arts at Oklahoma State University. Mm. Donna Miller is the CEO and co-founder of Purse Power, which is an Oklahoma-based technology and marketing company that creates a national directory of businesses that are either women-run, 50% women-owned, or 20% or more women on their boards, which is very important because did you know that we have 106,000 women-owned businesses in Oklahoma?
I did not.
It's roughly 38% of all Oklahoma businesses.
Wow.
And it generates over $18.8 billion for our revenue for our state.
We are
pretty
powerful.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, and then we have Kim Cook Thompson, who is the founder and principal for Cook Communications, and it's a media and public relations company that does strategic development, training, and implementation of marketing plans for businesses in all sectors across our state. We also have Leslie Osborne is the Oklahoma Labor Commissioner and formerly served in the Oklahoma House of Representatives for 10 years and has a awesome sense of humor. Sarah Hall is the CEO of Sunbeam Family Services and is a passionate leader with extensive knowledge in mental health, addiction, child development, strategic development, community collaborations, and operations. And all of these women, like Rose the Riveter, are not backseat women. And they're out there making changes in our state for the better for everybody.
Thank you for mentioning all those. A couple, I know Sarah pretty well from Sunbeam.
They're amazing.
Yes, and
amazing
Donna
women.
With the Purse Power.
Yeah.
Yeah, great women. And I'm looking forward to get to knowing these other women. So let's ask a couple more questions here of the two entities we're raising funds for. So on Pivot, Miss Jennifer, I was going to ask you, how can the community help get involved with you?
Sure. And first and foremost, if you know a young person who's struggling or finding themselves, whether it's experiencing aging out of foster care, they don't have family support, they're experiencing trauma, they don't have their basic needs met, they need educational advocacy or employment connection to have them contact us, the more young people that we can serve, a stronger Oklahoma we can have in the long run. So that's one of the things that we want to be sure that happens.
Would you go ahead and just give your phone number? We'll give it out at the end, too.
It's 405-235-7537.
One more time.
405-235-7537.
Okay.
Also, we are a private nonprofit, and in meeting basic needs, we have five key pantries with food and hygiene, everyday informal wear clothing, household goods, and educational items, and all of those are run on community donation. So that's another way that the community can help us. We also have volunteer opportunities. So
Good deal. All right. So I'm going to take it back over here to the Curbside Chronicle. Tell me just a little bit about how that magazine works. How does somebody make a living at it? Do they purchase it?
Okay. Absolutely. So we have orientation for new vendors every Tuesday and Thursday at our offices at the Homeless Alliance, where our vendors go through a code of conduct and an orientation process. We give everyone their first 15 magazines for free because we understand that most people don't maybe have a dollar in their pocket when they first join us. But after that, and they start selling magazines and earning their income, they actually purchase our magazines for 75 cents a piece. And then they resell them for the price of $2 a magazine. And so they're earning at least $1.25 profit. And they're also practicing that responsible saving and spending. Mm. That's going to be really important whenever we transition back into housing and we're paying rent and utilities and other basic needs.
And so they are being trained through this process on how to manage their money.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so we work alongside our vendors. As I mentioned, everyone gets a case manager that's getting to know them and their personal situation, because everyone is in a little bit of a unique circumstance. And so helping them break down what their personal barriers are and achieve their goals. So last year we were able to help 54 of our vendors end their homelessness in OKC.
I love it. So we just mentioned also when the mics were off that Pivot and the Homeless Alliance work a lot together.
Yes,
so you help you edify each other, basically.
Absolutely. So at the Homeless Alliance, we have a slogan. It's "Together we can end homelessness," and that's absolutely true. Homelessness is much too difficult of a topic for one agency to tackle on its own, and so we work with dozens of nonprofits, including Pivot, in the community to help alleviate this issue.
Fantastic. Thank you, ladies, so much. We are going to have this is our shortest break, so this just have your pens and paper ready, because I'm going to tell you ways to get a hold of these two entities to help them and help us do the fundraising at Ladies in the News. So we'll be right back with that. This is the shortest break. Have your pens and paper ready. This will only be a minute here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which is the Oklahoma Senior Journal on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. Right on back. These ladies to tell everybody how you can get a hold of them. First is Dr. Robin, who's with the Oklahoma Hospitality Club and the Ladies in the News. How does one make a donation to that?
If you want to make a donation, of course, you can go online and contact through the Oklahoma Hospitality Club website. There are several names and emails, and you can go and talk to any of those people, and they can tell you how to do that.
What is that
website?
The
easiest way, it's just Oklahoma Hospitality Club. Just Google it, and it'll come right
Perfect.
Up. The easiest way, of course, is to be a part of our Ladies in the News event.
Yes.
And that, of course, that's buying tickets to attend, either for a corporate table or a group table or individual. You can also sponsor text in the program. Either a business can do that or an individual can do that. And then, of course, you can also come, get yourself a ticket, have a wonderful lunch, celebrate the women, and also be a part of our raffle.
And that's April 3rd is when that will be at the Oklahoma City Golf and Country Club.
Exactly.
Becky, will you give out a phone number people can call for that, too?
If you want information about anything that we're talking today, you can call my office, 722-3232.
One more time.
722-3232. And my staff knows all about all of these because we make it our business to know.
There you go.
And we'll be glad to direct you to the right person.
Okay, Pivot, how do we get a hold of you?
Again, 235-7537. And our website is pivotok.org. And all our social media links are on there as well.
Okay, pivotok.org.
That's
correct. Phone number one more time.
235-7537.
Okay, there you go, Miss Homeless Alliance.
You can reach us by phone at 415-8425. That's 415-8425, or at thehomelessalliance.org.
At thehomelessalliance.org.
And both these recipients, as well as us, do receive private donations. Anything that we receive marked Ladies in the News will go straight to them through in our pass-through giving.
Everything goes to these two entities, so it's not the dues take care of the Hospitality Club.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, ladies, so much for being on. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Happy New Year, everybody.
There you go. And if anybody missed this show that you know should have heard this show, it'll be on next Saturday on our special encore show at 10:05 here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for
the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. Thanks for listening in today.
Yeah.